The Ralbag, after the Maisa of the Meraglim, when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and he refers to it and he says, "Ad ono lo yaminu bi b'chol oisas shenasisi b'kirboi," how much longer will Klal Yisrael not believe in me with all of the miracles? They saw so many miracles and they're still worried about going into Eretz Yisrael and what's going to be and how are they going to manage and it's overwhelming and so forth. It says, "Ad ono lo yaminu bi." How much longer will it take? When are they going to start believing in me? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, so the Ralbag says like this. The Toelis is Lohidia Sheroi Lodum Sheyosim Bashem Mivtachoi. We see from here that it's appropriate for a person to put his trust in Hashem. Now, the Posik says Lo Yaminu Bi, but I don't know, it's for some reason he says that's referring to the complaint against them was they have to put trust in me and they're not placing their trust in me. Kol Shekein, that's stam. It's time for anybody should put his trust in Hashem. Kol shekein kishin isbaru loy ki hu imoy b'mashu hu roitzel asus. Kol shekein in this situation like this, when it became clear that Hashem wants you to go into Eretz Yisrael, He's going to help us to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is the design. This is why it took us out of Mitzrayim. This was the plan, and He's with us. He's working with us. He's going to make sure that we can get in there. So kol shekein in this situation, they should have bitochen. So it means number one. Stam, they should have bitochen, anybody. And kol shekein, when there's such an indication that he's with us. Haloi tireh. And we see how serious it is, because there were serious consequences. Ma shekora li Yisrael mehora. The terrible things that happened to them, the 40 years in the Midbar, and so forth. Mipnei shaloi rotzu li shoyin al Yehud Hashem Yisaleh birusha sa'ores. They didn't want to rely on that Hashem had appointed this and had said, they're going to get Yerusha Sa'oretz. And instead of accepting the Yerusha Sa'oretz and not even making this whole business with Meraglim and this, ubocharu l'shloach shom Meraglim, they chose to send Meraglim, and of course, that they brought back a report, and that started a lot of trouble. Im oitzem haniflois, and this is now, he's going back, he's saying, they didn't have bitochin, despite oitzem haniflois, that's what the pasuk, b'chol oisois asher asisi b'kirboi, with the powerful niflois that Hashem did for them, that they certainly should have come to the realization, sharoi hoyoroi shiasigu mehem ki yad Hashem yisala lo yitikso meyasoyis kol asher yachmoyis. They certainly, with all the miracles that they saw in Mitzrayim and the Yam and the Midbar and so forth, they should have come to the realization that Hashem has no limitation. He has no, his hand is never too short. He can do anything he desires to do, and therefore this should not have been a concern to them about going into Eretz Yisrael, especially since he indicated he was with them. And really, even without that, a person should have this bitochen b'Hashem. So the question is that, well, it's really a few questions, but the main issue really is that the example that he gives, besides the loshon of the posuk, is one thing. He says, "Ano lo yaminu." But the example that he gives is very much in sync with the loshon of the posuk. He said the lesson that they should have learned, which means the chesoron that underlies their mistake, is ki yad Hashem yis'ale lo tiktzar me'asoyis kol asher yachpoitz. That seems to be a chesoron in emuna. They didn't learn from all the nisim that Hashem has no limitation. He could do anything. There's nothing he can't do, and therefore you should have bitochen. And it seems from the basics of what we know about bitochen that something is off, because really that's emuna. Emuna is I know everything about Hashem. I know about His power. I know about His capabilities. I know of His existence. I know everything about His koiches. The bitochin is the internalizing that He's going to do it and do it for me. Generally speaking, the chashash is that's the reason that a person kol ha'mamin may not be boiteach. The rishonim say because shemagoram achet. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I did something where Hashem doesn't want to do it for me. So knowing that Hashem can do everything that He wants doesn't address the issue of the bitochen that I'm lacking in worrying that maybe I won't be worthy. So if the chashash is that I won't be worthy, so how do you address the chisoron and bitochon, which is that I don't know. I know it could do. Hashem can do anything. I just don't know if I'm going to be zeich. I just don't know if this is what He wants. I don't know if it's if I earned it. Maybe I did some chet that's going to interfere. So if that's the case, then the answer is not to learn from the nisim that Hashem has no limitation. He can do anything He wants. The answer is to learn from the nisim that Hashem loves us and He cares about us and He does chesed for us, and that's all He does. And He doesn't do nisim badoi, and if He did it until now, He's going to take us further. And the whole purpose was to take us into Eretz Yisrael. All of that, but not the concept of whether Hashem is capable of doing everything that He wants. It seems it's also a problem with the kol shekein here, because if it was something that was nisbarer, then what's the raya that anybody who has bitochon should? That a person, anybody could have that bitochon, but let's leave that for a moment. So it seems that the pshat is like this, that the according to this, it seems to be that the ability to have bitochon and to trust that Hashem will do for us, kol shekein in a situation where I know He's with us, but even in a situation where I don't know that, but just I know His chesed, I know His rachamim, I know his previous hanhoga, I know adheinu azarunu rachamecho, and I know all of those things, then that, the ability to be 100% sure, is within our reach. It's possible. Because when you look at it, it's an emotional thing. You say, look, until now, look what He's done. Everything He's done, He's not going to continue. He does it all the time. He does it for Rishoyim. Afilu Rosh Hashanah Hashem, but besides that, Rishoyim are alive. Rishoyim wake up every day. Rishoyim, all the brochas, the birchas hashachar that we make thanking Hashem for what He does to us, does to the whole world. The whole business. So that's what He does. His hanhoga is chesed. So a person has really the ability to focus on the chesed Hashem to the extent that he can feel emotionally secure that Hashem is going to deliver for him, even without the knowledge that he's involved specifically, that he has a clear indication that he's with him. This, there's one problem. At the end of the line, before he gets to that final level of bitochen, something else starts. Oy, this is a hard one. Eretz Ocheles Yoshveho Hi. What we saw, this was... And there starts to be some Sveikensach, some level of question that taints his emuna. That at the end of the climb to bitochen, right before he can solidify it and be confident and walk into Eretz Yisrael without any shmaraglim, without any choshes, without anything, it starts out with, this one is too hard. What do you mean? Ayad Hashem tikzor? No, but... And that's the chesaron. And that was the chesaron that Adon Elohim yaminu bi. The chesaron was in bitochen. But the chesaron was in bitochen that I got to the end. I could have gotten to the end. I don't know where they got. But that something comes up there at the very end and it becomes the issue of how overwhelming it is interferes with the ability to continue that focus that I'm relying that Hashem in His infinite chesed will continue to help me. And the truth of the matter is, on a very human, practical level, we see, if I had to have bitochen that I'm going to get $1,000 today, tomorrow, I could have that. If I had to have bitochen, I'm going to get $1,000,000 today, that's a lot harder. And the same chesed Hashem, to Hashem is the same, 1,000 with 1,000,000, with 100,000,000, with 1,000,000,000, with 1,000,000,000, whatever. It's all the same thing to Him. But the harder it gets, the more that nervousness, that thing, Yad Hashem tiks, that's too much. I can't believe it because I don't believe I'm deserving. Even if I get over that emotionally, that yes, I may not be deserving, but Hashem in His infinite chesed will do everything. But then something, that I guess it's the Yetzer Hara, is trying to interfere with that, maintaining that Midas HaBitochen. So he starts with the, and it seems that had they been able to focus on the miracles, not just to get the sense that Hashem wants to help them, they maybe got that, but to focus on the miracles, Hayayin Hayad Hashem Tikzor Milasois Measois Kol Asher Yachpoitz, that would have made all the difference. And that, it seems, was the tfiyah that at the end of the end of everything, and they lived a life of bitochon. They saw, they had the mon, they had every. I mean, it's a, the shaila is. It seems that the abundance of realization of the Chesed Hashem is such that we could achieve that even without the knowledge that He's with us. That seems to be because he's talking about a roi le'odom sheyosim Hashem miftachoi. But it seems that at the end of this parsha, which that we could do, there sometimes comes in, when it gets very difficult, there comes in this sense of ayad Hashem tiktzor. So that's number one. But it means that we have a tremendous ability to be able to develop that total sense of bitochon Hashem, but we have to be careful that at the end, the difficulty of the mission shouldn't confuse us. And therefore, I think what it means, lamaisa, is that as we work on strengthening bitochon, we shouldn't forget about strengthening the emuna, because sometimes that a slight hisrashlus in emuna can set in there and destroy the all the avodas habitochon and all the efforts and all the accomplishments that we've achieved, even in being able to focus on the Chesed Hashem. That's one thing. Then I was shown this posuk at the end of Kuf Gimel in Tilim, Kapitel Kuf Gimel. It says, Mi chochom v'yishmar eile, v'yisboinenu, what?
Kuf Zayin,
oh, I'm sorry. Mi chochom v'yishmar eile, v'yisboinenu chasti Hashem. Said, who is a chochom who will guard from all of this? And it seems that the whole capital there discusses all types of shortcomings that a person could have, and he's guarding himself, v'yisboinenu chasti Hashem. There seems to be some connection that he should be misbeinin in the chasti Hashem. So the Radak says like this: Sheyase im oisei ritzoina, be misbeinin bechasti Hashem, that he does with the oisei ritzoina. That's what it is. He's a chochem v'yishmaela. He's from the oisei ritzoina, and he should misbeinin bechasti Hashem that he does oisei ritzoina. And then he goes on with something very interesting: Ki afal pi sheroya odom be'olam azir sholim l'rishoyim v'ra'ol tzadikim. Even though people see in this world rishoyim, they got it great. Oftentimes tzadikim suffer. Im yisboinin ha'odom be'maise ha'olam yire beroiv ki hokel kel emuna. Ve'ein ovel, ve'noisin l'chol ish, kidrochov. He says, if a person sees tzaddik v'ra'aloi, rosh v'toiv, he sees this confusion in the world, tzaddikim suffering, rishoyim seeming to do well, he says, and that's very confusing. He says, if he's misbeinein, in seeing what's really going on, al pi roiv, in most cases, he'll see that it's keil emuna ve'in ovel. There's no avla. Hashem's not doing an avla. Everything is be'emuna. Everything is properly. Everybody is what he deserves. Everything is as it should be. And he's neisin l'chol ish. These are psukim kedrochov v'chamalolov. He gives to each person according to his due. V'hame'at sheyire shelo yelech al ha'seder. And the little bit, the miut that he sees, the roiv will be able to see, make some sense out of it. But on the mi'at that he can't, yoimar b'liboy ki okel yisporach yodea lo mozeh, v'anachnu lo yodanu. He says, Hashem avada knows why, has his good reasons, kol ma'dover chmanu l'tav ovid, everything makes sense. V'anachnu lo yodanu, we don't know, we don't understand. V'yismoch hasichlus loy, and he'll rely this foolishness, this what's missing information, he doesn't understand it as his chesaron, v'lo yismoch ho'ovel lokel yisborach, and he won't attribute this shortcoming of understanding to what's happening, what seems to be inappropriate to Hashem. Hashem knows what he's doing. Everything is good. Everything is appropriate. Everything is just. Everything is keil emuna. Everything is kedrocho v'chmal olof. I, the miut that I cannot make sense out of, or at least have some mahalach to make some sense out of it, that I rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's some very interesting things over here. Number one, we just learned that a person has an amazing capacity to see the Chesed Hashem. Ad kedei kach, that it seems that we really could achieve that level of bitochon that says that I trust Hashem in everything. I'm not worried about Shemagora Machet. I'm not worried about anything. And only the Yetzahora throws in a little bit of a chash there sometimes in Emunah. Can I do it? Can Hashem do it or not? But basically, we could be makir the Chesed Hashem. Yet the Radak does not say this. He says you should be misboinen in the chesed he does with Oisei Ritzoinoi. Fine. Now what? Well, what about the confusion in the world? What do you mean? Chesed Hashem. Kol ma'adov rachmon lo tavovin. Hashem is infinite chesed. Look at all the chesed. Adheinu azarunu rachamecho. So just like we could say that I'm relying on the chesed in the future, I can attribute the confusion to my confusion and to Hashem's chesed. That's what I see. I see the chesed. I don't see everything, but I know it's chesed Hashem. It sounds from the Radak that that's not enough. That when we're facing this issue of tzaddik v'raloi, it's so confusing. It's so overwhelming. It's so debilitating that I can't just focus on the chesed Hashem. I know, listen, he has a track record. You know, he's been doing so much chesed. Oilem chesed yibone from the original creation. Ad ayoyim azez, noitze chesed lo alofim, and not nisim v'niflois, nashgocha protis, and rachamecho v'chasodecho, zechor rachamecho Hashem v'chasodecho, kibi oilem heimo. He's always been doing it. That's not enough, it seems, to deal with the issue that's confusing all of that when I see with my eyes things that just don't seem to fit to my limited understanding. And therefore he says that if a person will be misbunin, it seems that it's appropriate, he says, because he says if he should look at mashidas oiseret soinoi, and then when he sees this thing, so he gives you an eitzah. It sounds like that's what you're supposed to do. You'd be misbunin to figure out. There al pi roiv, we can begin to see, and I don't know if it means anybody has a right to say this is what it is, but at least tentatively, at least a theory, at least a hypothesis, at least something that gives me a sense of, you know, I could understand this, I could hear this. And there are things that we can do, and we all try to do sometimes, and maybe you see even in Eoiv that he had the need to do that, that in only in Perek Lamed Ches did Hashem tell him, Eifo Yisa B'yosti Oretz, that he told him that it's beyond him. First he gave him the ability to try to figure things out. So whatever it is, we need to focus, to attempt, to understand, to make some sense that we can. And it seems that if we do the majority, then the ma'at that's left, we'll be able to deal with and understand that Hashem knows what he's doing, and it's all chesed Hashem, and kol ma'adov rachamon tavovin, and Hashem knows what he's doing, and we just don't understand. But stam to say, I don't understand, but I know Hashem's infinite chesed, it doesn't seem that that may do the job fully. That a person will need to, and is capable of, discovering at least some, he says in the majority of situations, what is happening, and then the minority will be easier for him to understand that this is beyond me and Hashem. We need a certain level of confidence, or at least tentative confidence, in understanding the confusion of the world, despite the fact that I'm so capable and so focused on all of Hashem's chesed. Because this becomes like an intellectual and an emotional, I don't know which is more, like a stira. It shakes me up, and we see Tzadik V'Ralo has shaken people, you know, I like to say the only thing that shakes people more than the suffering of the righteous is the behavior of the righteous, but that's besides the point. But it shakes people up, and they get very, 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 very overwhelmed with this. And the answer is we can find significance. It's not enough just to say everything is good. It's not enough just to focus on the Chesed Hashem, which we have infinite capability to elevate ourselves with. But we do look, and we can find, and al pi roiv we can find, and then the miut that we don't understand will be much easier to attribute that that's just beyond our comprehension.